Songwriter and guitarist Robert Pete Williams died in 1980 without ever becoming a big-time legend of the blues. Recently, a good portion of his finest albums, along with much unreleased material, have come out on two CDs, I'm As Blue As a Man Can Be and When a Man Takes the Blues. Commentator Milo Miles says they belong on any representative blues collection.
I blew out as I can. Oh, yes, sir, he's a man. Oh, yes, sir, yeah, blue is a man.
You would think Robert Pete Williams would have made more out of his life story. After all, Leadbelly is famous with people who never listen to the blues because they know he was convicted of murder and sang his way out of prison. The same story was true of Williams. In fact, it was the same prison, Louisiana State Penitentiary at Angola. It was there in 1959 that musicologist Dr. Harry Oster made Williams' first recordings. They became a sensation in the relatively intimate blues world of the time, and their reissue should cause even more excitement now. Many old-time white blues scholars made a big deal out of inventive playing styles and creative lyrics. They overlooked the fact that part of being a successful blues performer was fitting into a set body of work that would please an audience, knowing the top 40, as it were. Even so, there's always something to be said for originality, and Robert Pete Williams is among the most original blues men ever.
Louise! It's the sweetest gal I know. The sweetest gal I know. She maybe walked from Chicago. But you got the Mexico.
Williams would go for the standard blues structure of repeating first lines of verses, but that was about it. No 12 bars, no regular chord changes, and many times no precise rhythms except those set by his hypnotic voice and the elastic riffs he invented. He often improvised narratives on the spot, scans of his state of mind. Guitarist Henry Kaiser points out in his perceptive liner notes to I'm Blue as a Man Can Be that Williams' style has much in common with stringed instrument music from Africa, which may have been the basis of American rural blues guitar. Kaiser also notes that because Williams didn't record until 1959, he had little effect on the black blues tradition, but had far more influence on white players such as Ry Cooder and Captain Beefheart. And danged if he can't hear that in his work, too.
This a wild old life. You live it all out long. This a wild old life.
Like many Delta blues players, Williams often sang of intense gloom and doom, perhaps eased momentarily by the comfort of religion. He's such a potent storyteller that he can make a chance encounter with a woman that never really resolves into anything sound like an epic meeting shot through with omens. He never considered himself a professional musician before his recording career began, and even after he was paroled in the early 60s, he did not do as well on the concert circuit as some other lesser performers who were discovered around that time. Williams is strange and takes some getting used to. He makes almost no gesture toward being entertaining.
Santa, you run, you better find you hiding play. Oh, Santa, you better run, better find you hiding play. Oh, Santa, you better run, you better find you hiding play. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do?
Williams made a number of albums after he got out, but none of them are quite as breathtaking or harrowing as his prison sessions. He reflected on his years in jail again and again. The power of Williams's art seems to have been unusually dependent on his mood, and those were volcanic indeed while he was behind bars. And yet, at his darkest, he suggests the penitentiary was just the formalizing of the conditions under which he had to exist in a racist, sinful world.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed I'm as Blue as a Man Can Be and When a Man Takes the Blues by Robert Pete Williams on the Arhuli record label.